Yeah, I've read, not around here, but I've read some. I like to read books about farm life and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's where I read about it.
You call that stuff?
Clabber.
Yeah. What kind of cheese could you suppose you could make out of that?
I don't know.
Well, what about what you call this white stuff?
Cream cheese or something?
Well, this is something like that, but people usually eat it when they're on diets.
Cottage cheese.
Yeah, sure. I think that can be made out of cream.
Oh, really?
All right, what about this expression? Say if a farmer has just milked his cow, something that he might do with the milk to get some of the impurities out. You say he's going to the milk. If he was pouring it through a fine wire mesh, he's going to
drain it, so.
Or something begins with an S, he's going to grind with drain. Strain them out?
Oh, yeah.
You say?
Strain them out.
Okay. What about a dessert that you can make in a deep dish with maybe apple slices or peach slices, and it usually has a pretty thick crust on it?
Cobbler?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever made that?
Mm-hmm. Blackberry and peach cobbler, something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah. And it's not the same as a pie, is that right?
No, it's not. Well, I consider blackberry cobbler the same thing as blackberry pie, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't consider peach pie the same thing as mm-hmm. peach cobbler. I don't know why, but I just wouldn't.
Okay. What about this expression? If somebody has a good appetite, you say, well, old so-and-so, you sure likes to put away his...
vittles.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Fine. Or say if you had a pie, if you wanted to improve the taste, you might pour a kind of a sweet liquid on top of it, or maybe gingerbread, something that might have sugar and cream or nutmeg in it. What would you call that liquid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you call it a sauce or a dip or a
dressing? Sauce. A sauce.
Call it a sauce, okay. What about food that you eat between meals? You say you're having yourself a...
snack.
Alright. And talking about the word eat, you'd say last night I...
ate.
Yeah, and I've... that eaten. Before.
Eaten.
Okay, and tomorrow I'm going to...
eat.
Okay. What about if you're thirsty and you don't want a Coke or anything, you might just go to the sink and pour yourself a...
glass of water.
Alright, and if the glass slips out of your hand on the hard floor, it's probably going to
break.
Yeah, yesterday you did that and it
broke.
And it's
broken.
Alright. And if you're very thirsty, you say, well, I'm going to have to a lot.
Drink a lot.
Yeah, yesterday I
drank.
And I've
drunk.
Okay. Say if you have company over for a meal and they're all standing around the table and you don't want them to have to keep standing, you might say, well, just go ahead and
have a seat.
Alright, and so they went ahead and
sat down.
Yeah, and they've, every time you told them to.
Sat down, I guess.
Okay, and they're going to
sit.
Alright. Say if they're all seated around the table and you don't want them to wait until something's passed to them, you'd say, just go ahead and
help yourself.
So they went ahead and
helped themselves.
And they have
help themselves.
Okay. Say if somebody passed you something while you're sitting there at the table for the meal, and there was just no way in the world you were going to eat any of that stuff, what would you probably say?
No, thank you. Don't care for me.
Okay. Would you say anything different maybe if you're just with your family? Less formal? Or?
I'd probably say, I don't want any or something like that. I mean, I wouldn't be so nice about it.
Okay. Right. What would you call, say if you've had some food that's been cooked and served a second time, you say you're having?
Leftovers.
Yeah.